Like many girls her age, 17-year-old Sunday Ekanjo has a lot to look forward to. Despite growing up in an informal settlement on the outskirts of Windhoek, the capital of Namibia, Sunday says she's not taking any chances with her life. Sunday has HIV. The virus was passed on to her from her mother. She learned about her status 5 years ago.
I was so shy about myself, like, am I the only person, or like, I was like, I'm nobody.
Sunday's sister, Selma, says the shy girl is blossoming and being HIV positive hasn't slowed her down one bit.
Sunday is a strong girl even though she has HIV. She's a girl that likes to encourage others. She's bright and passing her exams.
Sunday's confidence is due in part to her membership in the teen club at the Kataturra State Hospital, one of the major health facilities in Windhoek. At the club, she meets with other young people just like her. Sunday has learned that she is not alone in living with HIV.
It was good to share because many of them had different ideas and different solves of the problems, and it was good to meet them, and they were kind, friendly, fun, enjoyable.
The Teen Club is an initiative from the Namibian government, the UN Children's Fund UNICEF, and the non-profit agency Positive Vibes. The club reaches about 400 children and young people in total. Most were informed of their status by counselors or social workers. UNICEF child rights advocate Grasa Michelle recently visited the club. She says it's good for young people to have their own space where they can share, learn, and confront challenges alongside their peers.
They have their own space where they can share, they can learn, they confront their challenges. But more importantly, they empower one another to lead a life of dignity, a life which is productive, a life in which they can continue to dream.
The team at the hospital is making sure that Sunday and her friends will turn their dreams into reality by supporting them in taking charge of their health. In addition to health education, the young people receive weekly checkups, and the staff also ensures that they are following their antiretroviral treatment regimens. Although these medicines suppress the HIV virus and prevent the disease from spreading, a UNICEF study finds that many Namibian teens do not take their treatments. While the teens cite reasons such as gossip and mistreatment by other people, sometimes it's also because they just need someone to remind them to take the medicine. A poor socioeconomic situation at home is often a factor. Dr. Myo Zin Nyunt, Chief of Health and Nutrition with UNICEF in Namibia, says it's important for HIV-positive young people to have a supportive environment.
The adherence is also very poor, and you know they really need a supportive environment. And they always ask themselves, you know, why I have to take this medicine, you know, why I'm getting sick regularly compared to the other friends.
But Sunday says she's not taking any such chances. She has too much at stake.
Actually, I want to help young people living with HIV and find the cure of HIV and AIDS, and just to help people that are sick.
According to UNICEF, over the past decade, Namibia has been conducting a series of HIV awareness campaigns for adults and young people under the slogan, Take Control. It's clear Sunday got the message. Deanne Penn, United Nations.